Chapter 14. Nothing like a little night walk, Hannah sang. She held lightly onto a leash connected to Omni, who currently was in his original and, in her opinion, most adorable form as a small dog. Even though she didn't need the leash, she didn't want to deal with the inevitable disapproval she'd receive if she walked her dog without one. They strolled down the sidewalk in a park near her home. The lights strung high on poles pushed the shadows away, not that she was worried. Anyone who attacked them would experience the fun of fox claws, and it was a nice neighborhood anyway. When she saw police, it was almost always them pulling someone over for speeding.
That's the way it works, huh? If you have money, you can move away from all the crime, and if you don't, you spend your time worrying about crime. I never worried much because of my charm and claws, but what if I was merely a normal orphan girl who ended up on the streets?
She shook her head, not sure why she worried about that kind of thing. Thinking about what might have been was pointless. She did have powers, money, and the best pet in the world. While she doubted she even needed to walk him, she felt bad that he was stuck in the house or yard all the time. Every creature craved something greater, and a nighttime stroll was the easiest way to give him a taste of the world.
I can't believe everyone thinks my baby is dangerous, Hannah complained to Omni.
The funny thing is, of the two of us, I'm the dangerous one. I've seen chihuahuas scarier than you, and I'll not give you up because of people's paranoia. That's silly. I think Tahir's annoyed that he can't infomancer his way out of a problem, and he's blown this up into something more than it is.
Omni looked over his shoulder at her, his head tilted slightly before he turned forward again. Hannah snickered.
Yes, you're the deadly time bomb I'm supposed to worry about. Maybe we should take you to that disposal witch so she can send you to whatever weird dimension she's polluting.
She inhaled deeply and wrinkled her nose. An odd scent filled her nostrils, weak but noticeable. A hint of magic with something else she couldn't identify. The fox and hound continued down the pathway of the empty park. Unsurprisingly, most people weren't in love with the idea of walking around a muddy park when the temperature was in the 30s, let alone during a cloudy night. The confluence of disagreeable circumstances culminated in Hannah blinking in surprise when a brown-haired man in a dark suit stepped onto the path in front of her. She didn't recognize him, but something about him was so generic that she thought she might have trouble remembering him even if she met him again.
Some guys simply aren't lucky. Even if he were ugly, it would at least give his face some character rather than him being Captain Generic.
She slowed as he strode toward her. He neither smiled nor frowned, but simply stared at her, his face blank and almost lifeless. There was no anger in his eyes or lust, merely the barest hint of interest.
"Can I help you?" she asked.
The stranger stopped a couple of yards away, and his gaze dipped to Omni.
"Breed."
"Excuse me?" Hannah asked with a frown. She prepared to fox out and teach the freak a few things.
"Your dog's breed,"
he clarified. His voice was flat and monotone as if they were having the most boring conversation in the world.
"I want to know it. Please tell me if it's not too much trouble. I don't believe that it should be."
She chuckled, relieved that she wouldn't have to rip someone's throat out during her walk.
"And here I was saying, 'Whoa, pal, we just met.'"
She shrugged and nodded at Omni.
"I actually don't know his breed. To be honest, he's a little of everything, I think. I'm not an expert, but that's the feeling I get."
"I see. That's very interesting. And I don't mean to be presumptuous, but did you find your dog as a stray or was he from a shelter?"
A cold shiver ran through her body at the man's inflectionless voice. It was like talking to a robot in a suit. She inhaled deeply. The strange scent from before was stronger.
What the hell is that? Some weird artifact he has on him? He doesn't look tense or like he's about to attack me, but he's definitely not acting normal either.
"He's a stray, actually," Hannah explained. "I found him one day and I knew what I had to do. Who could leave this adorable little guy on the mean streets of Seattle?"
She crouched and scratched Omni behind the ears.
"I love my little fur baby, even if I found him on the street."
The man nodded.
"That's interesting. Extremely interesting. Unexpected, perhaps."
"Interesting." The fox stood and lowered her arm, only a few fingers now on the leash. She didn't know how Omni would react if she attacked someone. When she'd foxed out in front of him before as a test, he hadn't seemed frightened or more interested in her than normal.
What's so interesting about that? Many people adopt strays. More people need to adopt strays.
I don't doubt that truth, the man replied. That's not what I find interesting. Your behavior is irrelevant in this regard.
She frowned.
Okay, then what are you saying?
I have a friend, he explained.
He pointed at Omni.
This friend, John, is missing a dog very similar to yours. He told me it is a mixed breed. I'd like to take a picture of yours and show it to him. I'd also like some contact information for you in case it is his dog. I'm sure you can understand that he would like his pet back for the same reasons you enjoy its company.
Hannah's fingers twitched. If the man had even the slightest hint of emotion in his face, she might have thought he was hitting on her and tried to trick her into giving him her phone number. The inflectionless monotone that defined his speech made everything he said seem as if he was bored and vaguely sinister, which still left her with a creepy man chatting her up in the middle of a park by herself. It's not like every serial killer is charming, right? He pops up out of nowhere in the middle of the park to talk to me alone and sounds like he has no emotions. If that's not serial killer material, I don't know what is.
Hannah frowned. She wasn't worried about getting in trouble if she defended herself, but the strange scent worried her.
The man was more than he appeared, and that meant there was a risk not only to herself, but Omni as well. If she could avoid a conflict, it would be best, but she had no way of knowing what was going on in the man's head.
Maybe I should try charming him, but I have a feeling that would take too long.
I'm sorry for your friend, she replied. But I'd rather not let strangers take pictures of my dog. We advertised when we found Omni. No one came forward, and so he's my dog now. I won't give him up to someone who was so irresponsible that he was found wandering the streets.
Omni.
The man tilted his head and blinked.
An interesting choice of a name.
I liked the sound of it. She tugged at the leash and turned to leave. And I have to head back home now. My boyfriend's expecting me, so if you'll excuse me. It was interesting talking to you.
I understand your reluctance to part with Omni. Pets are like our children.
He nodded, but once again, no expression mirrored the sentiment on his face.
Go now and enjoy the company of your pet. I will trouble you no longer. Thank you for your conversation.
I swear this guy has blinked only a couple of times this entire conversation. Is he on something?
Thanks for that, she responded, and allowed suspicion and disdain to color her face. She hurried away with Omni in tow and glanced occasionally over her shoulder. The stranger stood and stared at her, his hands at his sides. The fox exhaled a sigh of relief when the path curved away and she was no longer in his direct line of sight, but tension suffused her body a moment later. She looked around slowly. No one was there, but it didn't feel like it.
That creep must have followed me. Someone's watching me, I can feel it.
She sniffed the air. The strange scent from before was everywhere now, and much stronger. Some of it resembled magical scents that seemed familiar to her, but she had no basis of comparison for the other aspects of it. It was rare that she ran into something that didn't smell like anything she'd ever encountered before. Even during her trip to Japan, most of the magical scents remained cloaked in familiar smells. She didn't know whether to be excited or frightened.
I shouldn't be scared. I don't care who or what that creeper boy is. I'm a nine-tailed fox, and I work for Brownstone Security. I shouldn't be frightened of anyone in this park. They should be frightened of me. What the hell is that smell, though?
Hannah muttered. She stopped and frowned.
Okay, Omni, I'm sure I'm being followed, and so the question now, boy, is do I stay here and kick their asses, or do I go back somewhere with actual people? That might discourage someone from trying something, but if they do, it means there's more risk to other people. On the other hand, I am Hot Fox, Allison Brownstone's right hand. Even without my defensive artifacts or my sword, I kick ass. And if this is only about some creeper in the bushes, he'll find out why hunting around here is a terrible idea. Maybe for true safety, you do have to make a few examples every now and again. Call it the Sugimoto effect. The emotionless man from before stepped onto the path in front of her.
Hey, asshole, this isn't funny, she protested.
I never said it was, the stranger replied and regarded her steadily.
It took her a few seconds to realize it wasn't the same man, merely one who dressed, sounded, and looked similar.
Several others stepped from behind bushes, and the scent built with each one.
Okay, now this isn't fun. I didn't expect his buddies.
I think I left my oven on, Hannah said. Sorry.
She turned smartly and led Omni down the path leading out of the park. She had barely covered 20 yards before several more men stepped out of the bushes to hem her in. The plain-looking men in suits now surrounded her on all sides, their expressions uniformly blank. Omni looked at them and his hackles rose. He uttered an uncharacteristic growl. She snorted.
Yeah, if you want to be dangerous now, I don't mind.